Okay. Shechita, is it a mitzvah or a matir? So what's a matir? A person checks the animal, they have to check the lungs. Why do you have to check the lungs? If the lungs have a hole in it, it's a trefa, it's not kosher to eat. Is there a mitzvah to check the lungs? No. If you had x-ray vision, you wouldn't need to check the lungs. That's just a matir. A mitzvah is a positive kiyum. Person blows shofar, it's a mitzvah. So it's true that a mitzvah may have a technical matir aspect to it, in that by doing the mitzvah, you can thereby eat. There's a halacha, you're not supposed to eat before you do a mitzvah. But that doesn't mean the mitzvah is a matir. The mitzvah is a mitzvah, and there's a technical matir that comes out of it. So these are two extreme examples of a pure mitzvah, shofar, a pure matir, bedikas reya. In addition to these categories, there are two more subtle categories. The first one is a mitzvah that comes to be matir. For example, a person lives in an apartment building, so you want to carry in the stairway on Shabbos. So Rosh Hashanah Yachid Midoraisa, there's three walls. And yet, the Chazal say that you need to make an Erev Chateres. Why? Because there's a Shlomo Melech and Gzeira not to carry, even within Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it's different Rosh Hashanah Yachids, lest you might come to carry it to Rosh Hashanah. So you have a mitzvah of Erev Chateres, and that mitzvah comes to be matir. So it's a mitzvah that comes to be matir. The Rishonim assume that you say a bracha on making Erev Chateres. Rambam in Perek Vav Halacha Chaftal says you make a bracha. And the Magen Mishnah explains, "V'anu mevarchim etzivanu lomar she'enu nashayim l'taltal below eruv etzivanu k'shenirta lahotim in a bayis l'chater." The tzivui that we want to have a situation whereby you'll be able to carry on Shabbos. Shne'arev, you make an eruv. V'harei zeh k'mitzvah tzitzil tzedayim v'shchita. Says the Magen Mishnah, this is similar to shchita. When you want to eat, you shecht. So shchita is a matir, says the Magen Mishnah. But there's a mitzvah to do that matir. It's not like bedikas reya that you don't really need to do it at all, theoretically, had we known that the animal was in treif. Here, you actually need to do it. It's a way of being, a mandated way of being matir, something. So the Rambam is in Perek Vav, Hilchos Erev, and Halacha Chaftal. So you can call this essentially a matir-oriented mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, but it's matir-oriented. The goal of this mitzvah is to matir something. And then the Nesiv in Emek Shela in Shilta Kuf writes the following way, Eruch Hateres. He says, Eruch Hateres, mitzvah la'arev, k'dei l'talta l'chatzer m'mavoi, v'yesh mitzvah onik Shabbos. It becomes a mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be matir something. So this is another model, as opposed to the first model of a plain mitzvah, a pure mitzvah, and a pure matir, you have here a mitzvah that comes to be matir something. Eruch Hateres. Similarly, in terms of the models of matirim, there's some matirim that are more than standard matirim. So, for example, the Nesiv says in that same piece in Shilta Kof that there's a mitzvah of Erev Tchumin. Right? You want to go from one city to another city. So, what's an Erev Tchumin? You put food 2,000 amos outside your city and you make the Erev. So the question is, do you say a bracha on making an Erev Tchumin? So the Rav says you don't say a bracha on Erev Tchumin. Why not? Because Erev Tchumin is essentially a matir. If you don't want to go visit your friends in the next nearby city, there's no need to make an Erev. Whereas the Rav says you do make a bracha on Erev Tchumin. So then say, why do you make a bracha on it? The Avraham is fair, leisha koma shakavu chachamim masas masas lahatir ton bracha. Anytime you have a mandated ma'isa, you need a bracha. Well, Domino Badika Treya, it's not similar to checking a lung of an animal. So again, we have four models here. We have a pure mitzvah, a person takes a luach. A pure matir, a person checks the lung of an animal. And then there are two intermediary categories, one of which is a matir oriented mitzvah, a person says a daim. The point of the mitzvah is to be matir, to eat bread. Erechateros. And then there's another intermediary category called a matir that is mitzvah oriented, and that there's a specific action that's mandated to do. A person has to put food outside the city if they want to be able to move from one city to another city.
What's the difference between these two categories?
The highlighted when it comes to Erevin. Erev Chateres, the Rav agrees to say a bracha, and Erev Tchumin, you don't say a bracha. Why not? So the way the Nesiv understands it is that Erev Chateres is something that we want you to do. We want you to be able to carry within your building because it's not onik Shabbos to not be able to carry. If you ever live in a place without Erev, it's a pain.
Whereas going to visit a friend in a different city is something that's totally—it's not included within the concept of Onuk Shabbos, and therefore it's total rishus. But the Rambam claims that even on that you would say a bracha because there's a specific way of doing it, as opposed to bedikas reya, which is something that doesn't have any. You can bodek the reya at night, you can bodek during the day, you can bodek, you know, however you want. A woman can bodek, a man can bodek. There are no specific details, so therefore there's no bracha. Everybody agrees that bedikas reya there's no bracha. That would be like the most basic matir, pure matir. The next stage, in terms of, you know, increments, would be a matir that's mitzvah oriented. It's a matir, but it has some specific ways of doing it. Then there would be a mitzvah oriented matir, a mitzvah that its goal, its purpose is to be matir something, like Tzivos HaDayim, let's say, or Erech HaTeiros. And then we'd have a pure mitzvah, you know, taking a lulav or blowing a shofar. So the question becomes, what is the nature of the mitzvah of Shechita, or the concept of Shechita? Is it a mitzvah or is it a matzah? That's the question that we're going to try to analyze. So some Rishonim discussed this question explicitly, and others, we only can infer their opinions from the Nachmina that we'll discuss in a second. So in terms of what we have, you know, it's explicit in the Rishonim. There's Dei and Tosfos, Shavuos, Chavtalet, and Aleph. The Ritzvah holds that Shechita is a matir. Says the Ritva, there's no iser, there's no iser on the meat. I mean, the iser on the meat is only iser of nevela. First of all, meat that wasn't shechted, there's no iser of enes avuach. The iser is only that it's nevela. He writes the following: Elavadai de vezavach la'asa le'iser zelavachi asur v'kayim. Meat that hasn't been shechted is aser. It's aser when it's alive, yishum efer nechayim. When it's dead, yishum nevela. Ela ba lahatir es iser. The whole point of Shechita is lahatir es iser. It's a pure, it seems to be, it's a matir. Now, I don't think it's a pure matir, because as I mentioned a second ago, a pure matir is something like Bedikas Reya, which can be accomplished in any way. Shechita has specific halachas that are detailed. There's the five psulei Shechita, there's certain ways to be shecht. So it sounds like, according to the Nishtag of the Ritzvah, it would be included in the second category, a matir that has a specific action to it. It's a matir that's mitzvah-oriented. It has a certain way in which one is obligated to be matir. So essentially the matir, and just with this added element that it's not a pure matir, it's a matir with a specific action associated with it. The second group of Rishonim understand that Shechita is Isser Aseh. What does that mean? Torah says, if you want to eat meat, you shecht. So if you eat meat without shechting, you violated the Isser Aseh, right? What was the classic example of Isser Aseh? Torah says the Kohen Gadol can't marry a grusha, it's a lav. Can't marry a zona, it's a lav. And the Torah says you should marry a basula. What does that mean? Is there a mitzvah for a Kohen Gadol to marry a basula? No. If he marries a woman who's not a basula, he has violated Isser Aseh. So one understanding of Isser Aseh is that it's essentially a lav that's written b'lashon aseh. Instead of Torah telling us don't eat something that's not shecht, the Torah said shecht. Not that it wants us to shecht, but if you don't shecht, you're in violation of Isser Aseh. This is the shita of the Tosfos in Chavtalet. The same Tosfos brings a different day. Yispa Isser Aseh she'ina zavuach v'chsif ezavachta v'achalta mash tazoveach ata ochel v'mash iyet tazoveach iyet ochel. So Isser Aseh of ina zavuach. That's the second understanding they're showing him, that there's an Isser Aseh of ina zavuach. Now, according to this understanding, the pashtus Shechita is a matir that has some halachos similar to the first understanding. It's a matir, essentially. It's a matir that has some dinei mitzvah to it, some dinim associated with it. You could formulate this differently, just as ara. Someone ask, you know, obvious kasha, why is it that there's an Isser Aseh? There should be mitzvah Aseh. There should be lavin. Mitzvah Aseh things the Torah wants. Lavin things the Torah don't want. So why write a lav to Lashon Aseh? It doesn't really make so much sense. What's the point in it? So you could say the Torah wants a positive from Malchus. Technical answer. The Torah wants it to be that you won't become Pasul Eidus. The Torah wants some technical yitaron that is achieved through formulating this lav as a Lashon Aseh. That's one understanding. Another understanding of Isser Aseh is the Torah actually wants a person to be a type of person that's going to shecht, to be a type of Kohen Gadol that's going to marry a Basul. There's some type of positive association in it. Not that it's a real mitzvah, but it's a positive ideal. And as such, it might be more, if you want to categorize this type of mitzvah, you might say it's a mitzvah that comes lahatir. It's a mitzvah, it's not like a mitzvah you have to do, but it's a mitzvah that comes lahatir. Okay, that's into the Gemara. But so far we have two understandings. You have either Shechita is a regular matir, one day in Tosfos and Shavuos Chavtalit. Second day in Shavuos, actually the first day in Shavuos Chavtalit is that Shechita is an Isra Aseh. Then there's the more, I guess, the more intuitive understanding that Shechita is an actual mitzvah Aseh, a mitzvah. The Rambam writes, Perak Aleph Halacha Aleph of Shechita, mitzvah Aseh, she yishkot, mi she yirtzeh lechol basar. It's a mitzvah for somebody who wants to eat meat, to shecht. So the simple understanding is that it's a mitzvah to shecht. The Ketzer Mishnah is wondering, like, do you really have to shecht? Most people get up in the morning, they put on tefillin, they don't shecht. So what's the pshat? So the Ketzer Mishnah says, mi she yirtzeh, lomar, she'ena mitzvah l'shechayev adam lasos. It's not a mitzvah you're obligated to do, k'mo tefillin v'tzitzis v'shofar v'sukkah v'lulav. But if you want to eat meat, then you have to do it. So it's essentially a mitzvah. It's not a complete chiyuv, but if you're in the circumstance that you want to eat, then you're obligated to shecht. Rav Perlau, in his parish to Rav Sadia Gaon Sefer Mitzvot, also assumes this way. He writes that there seems to be a mitzvah on the shochet hashecht. Here's a very interesting thing. He says it's not even connected to the meat. He says l'chein nira l'achriach mizeh. The eres basar gufei. Afilu shenishkata havehema ela shelo nishkata hilchasa ein ba ela lav dinavela. Veina esed zazach. What's the say of shechita? Ela ala shochet atzmok shabal hachsher basar lachila chiyuva ram yaleh. The mitzvah is on the shochet, and when he wants to make food edible, meat edible, the shochet kichol hilchas shechita shenimsru be'alpeh v'sina. Choshel also came b'chizer afilu echem yisnei shechita. Over b'etzei zu v'zavachtach shesh tivisicha. Afilu lo yochal min a basar. Perlo says if shochet would shech the meat, the animal, not kilchasa, and he wouldn't even eat the meat, he's still in violation because it's not a din in the meat. Then the way you prepare food, you have to shecht according to halacha. So this is a complete mitzvah. It's just like there's a mitzvah essay to shake a lulav. There's a mitzvah essay when you're shechting an animal to do it properly. These are three understandings of the mitzvah of shechita. And I wanted to discuss some nafkaminas, which will, I think, illustrate these various shitas to really make them a little bit clearer and to flesh out some of the issues. So the first nafkamina is whether or not you count shechita in the minyan of mitzvahs. We know many Rishonim and Gaonim had lists of mitzvahs that they did or didn't count. So the intuitive understanding would be that if a Rishon counts shechita as a mitzvah, then it is a mitzvah. And if a Rishon omits shechita from his list of mitzvahs, then he assumes it's a matir. Right? Whether or not you include Isser Aseid in the list of mitzvahs is actually a machlokes Rishonim. Which might be totally how you understand Isser Aseh, as I mentioned before. If Isser Aseh is really a lav, so maybe you wouldn't want to include it. If it's some positive aspect, maybe you would include it. But so let's see what the Rishonim say. Some of the Rishonim tie this question directly to our issue. For example, the Rambam writes that there's a mitzvah to shecht, mitzvah to Aseh kuf memvav. And the Ketzer Mishnah understands that according to the Rambam, he writes, Zas Rabbeinu, he Aseh l'misha yirtzeh lechol basar sheyishchat. There's a mitzvah on somebody who wants to eat meat to shecht. So he understands very clearly that because it's a mitzvah, it should be counted in the minyan mitzvah. And the Ravid argues, the Ravid says, Am Avram, Ein lo tam, ulai lav haba mechala seaseh. You shouldn't count it. He's assuming, why shouldn't you not count it? It's not a mitzvah. If it's not a mitzvah, you shouldn't count it. And he says, maybe it's a lav mechala seaseh. Again, whether or not you count that is subject to mechalukas harishon. The Ramban also writes this way, he's trying to defend the Bahag, who doesn't count it. The Bahag didn't count the mitzvah of shechita. And the Ramban tries to defend the Bahag. That's basically what he does in the Shirashim. Sefer Mitzvot, he wrote the Shirashim to defend the Bahag against the Rambam's criticism of his counting. So he writes the following in Shor Shalas. Teda v'taskil, she'ein ze etzel bala halachas mitzvah. There's no mitzvah, he's talking about Tzilas Daim, again, Eruv. Why aren't these counted as mitzvahs? Because there's no mitzvah to make an Eruv, right? V'lo yitil chachamim adam, she yitil yadav klav lechol enotel yadav eser pa'amim v'yom. Ochel ein lezem mitzvah yosem izet. There's no difference if you wash 10 times a day, you wash once a day. Washing is a matir. Well, elu heter ha'iser. It's only a matir. Don't will a mitzvah shechita. Says the Ramban, is it similar to the mitzvah shechita, which is essentially a matir? V'kiyotze behen lav haba michal aseh v'karen halav shenever behen. So the Ramban writes explicitly the reason it's not counted according to the Bahag is because it's a lav haba michal aseh. And there are other Rishonim who say the reason shechita isn't counted is because it's a matir. So, for example, the Tashbetz wrote a parish called the Zohar Arkiya. sounds like a very Kabbalistic book, but it's really, it's just a parish of many mitzvahs. It's written on the poem of Rav Shlomo Ibn Gavriel. Shlomo Ibn Gavriel wrote a poem which is actually similar to the Rasag's poem, which lists the mitzvahs. A lot of them were read on Shavuos. You know, even Shavuos. So this poem has like a couple of words for every mitzvah, and the Tashbetz, the Rashbetz, wrote a parish called the Zorakia, describing, explaining why he counted some and not others. So the Shulvan, even Gabriel, does not count Shechita. He counts Kitzu Yadam, he doesn't count Shechita. So says the Zorakia, why not? He says, he didn't count it just like the Bahag didn't count it. Why not? V'tamo shel agon, b'zesh ein ha-shechita mitzvah k'shar mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. Im amad kol zman v'lo shachat, lo chitza l'nefesh z'chus. There's nothing missing if a person's, you know, neshama, as it were, in Shemaim, if a person doesn't do shechita. Im shachat kol tzon keidar, lo hosif l'atzma. And if you shecht hundreds of animals, it doesn't help. She'in ha-shechita el k'dei shel yoch o'az adam eiv v'nechai. The whole point of shechita is a matir for the isra eiv v'nechai. So this is, I guess, the more conventional understanding. If you count it, it's a mitzvah. If you don't count it, it's not a mitzvah. If it's Isra Aseh, so yesh lach. I just want to make two important haras. Firstly, it's well known that there are more than 613 mitzvahs. The Ramban, at the very beginning of the Sharashim, his first halakha on the Rambam was, why am I bothering trying to defend the Bahag at all? This whole thing doesn't make any sense. How do you know there are 613 mitzvahs? There's a Gemara in the Malkus. Torah is Tzivah and Moshe. Torah is a gematria of 611, and two of the Zibros were said by Hashem directly, so 613. So says the Ramban, who said that? So it's some Amora that nobody ever heard of, and he's not mentioned in other Gemaras. How do you know that's really true? The fact is, if you open up the Sefer Torah, there are thousands of mitzvahs. And that's what all the Rishonim have to discuss. Oh, we don't count this type of mitzvah, we don't count that type of mitzvah. You know, every time you're making a list, you have to figure out what your criteria is to incorporate or to include, to exclude specific mitzvahs. So the Ramban says, look, I don't know why everybody looks at 630 mitzvahs. Then he throws up his hands. He says, look, the Gaonim assumes it must be, it's a Kabbalah, it must be Sinai, it must be, this Gemara is really a halacha, and I'm going to engage in this field of minyan mitzvahs. And he writes all of this aside. But it's well known that there are many mitzvahs that aren't counted in minyan mitzvahs. So it's possible that Shechita is not counted, but it still is a mitzvah. Right? And you actually see this in some of the Mefarshim. The Kina Sofrim, who wants to defend the Bahag as to why the Bahag didn't count Shechita, Schulin, he says, no, it is a mitzvah. He mitzvah im Shechita smukudashim. Mikvar manal ohu zal kavim mukudashim. The Bahag counted a mitzvah of Shechita. He counted the mitzvah of Shechita's kachim. And apparently, the Kina Sofrim says, the Bahag thought that you can incorporate Shechita Schulin within the category of Shechita's kachim. So, what emerges, just for the record, is that there are three understandings of the Bahag. The Bahag didn't count Shechita as a mitzvah. So the Ramban understood, I quoted it a minute ago, the Ramban understood that, according to the Bahag, Shechita is Isra Aseh. And because it's Isra Aseh, he didn't count it, because he assumes he don't count Isurei Aseh. The Zohar Arkia defends the Bahag and said the reason the Bahag didn't count it is because it's not a mitzvah at all, it's a pure matir. And the Kina Sofrim is defending the Bahag and saying, the Bahag didn't count it, even though it is a mitzvah. He just included it within the mitzvah of Shechitas Kodshim. So you have three understandings of the Bahag, and it just proves the point that having not counted the mitzvah doesn't mean anything, because it could be it's a matir. That's more intuitive. It could be Isra Aseh. It could be it is a mitzvah, it just is included in a different mitzvah. It's included in Shechitas Kodshim. I should just mention this idea of including it within Shechitas Kodshim. It's interesting in terms of the relationship between Kodshim and Chulin. The Yireim also counts only one mitzvah, but he doesn't include Chulin within Kodshim, he just has them together. They are side by side. In Mitzvah Tafnun Vav, the Yireim counts, he says there's a mitzvah Shech Kodshim and there's a mitzvah Shech Chulin. He doesn't, it's not that Chulin is somehow included within Kodshim, which is interesting. There's a footnote there in the Tawafos Reim equates this with the Bahag. With the Kina Sofer's understanding of the Bahag, but it's not really necessarily true. It could be there's a subtle but important difference between them. So that's one hara. Namely, something cannot be counted as a mitzvah and still be a mitzvah. The other side is also true. Namely, something can be counted as a mitzvah but still not be a mitzvah. How so? So if you look at the Rambam and say our mitzvahs, the Rambam counts certain things that don't seem to be mitzvahs. The Rambam counts the concept of Tumas Nevela as a mitzvah. And the Rambam says there, mitzvah Sarivav, don't think there's a mitzvah of Tumas Nevela. Tzimtzum is an important concept. It's a concept in the Torah, and I'm going to count concepts in the Torah. Similarly, the mitzvah kuf tes, the Rambam counts the mitzvah of tefillah. And there is the following. Tefillah meaning with a test. You immerse yourself in a mikvah. It's not a mitzvah to go to mikveh. The Torah means by saying there's a mitzvah of tefillah, it means to say that if you want to be tahor, you have to go to the mikveh, the azitar. Meaning it's a concept. So the fact that a Rishon would count Shechit as a mitzvah doesn't mean necessarily it's a mitzvah of Shechit. It might mean that there's a concept of Shechita which is counted in the mini mitzvahs. Just like the Dinei Tumah, which start with Tzarivav and continue for around like 10 mitzvahs, Tumas Nevela, Tumas Taras, etc. Just like Tefillah, it's a concept. And in fact, the Rav thought that the Rambam doesn't assume that Shechita is a mitzvah. The Rambam counts the mitzvah, kol mish, years to lech, obata, yishkat. The Rav thought that was just a matter. He thought it was the Rambam called what he called inyani haTorah, concepts, musagim, not necessarily a mitzvah. So, although I think the simple reading of the Rambam is that the Rambam is telling us it is a mitzvah. So this first afkamina, which at first glance seems very obvious, is really much more complicated. Things could be counted in the mini mitzvahs and not be mitzvahs. Things cannot be counted in mini mitzvahs and still be mitzvahs. So we're kind of left still searching in terms of figuring out whether or not Shechita is a mitzvah or a mat. The second afkamina is the question of saying a bracha on Shechita. Gemara tells us in Pesachim that Zayin obeys very, very clearly that there is a bracha on Shechita. Everybody agrees that you say Asher Kedishanu B'Sof Yitzvanu Ala Shechita. The question is, why is there a bracha? So again, intuitively, this is subject to our Chakira. If Shechita is a mitzvah, so it makes sense that you should say a birchas mitzvah on the mitzvah. Right? Ala Shechita would be a birchas mitzvah, and you say it on the mitzvah of Shechita. And in fact, this is how some learn the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, which is actually Halacha Aleph and Beis of Shechita, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph and Beis, he starts off, Mitzvah Zeseh Sheishchad Misha Yirtzelech. It's a mitzvah to Shef. Then he says, V'hilcha Shechita V'kulan Achas, V'fikach HaShochet Behem Ochayo, Of Mevarech, T'chila Asher Kedishanu V'mitzvah Zav V'tzivanu Ala Shechita. So what's the V'fikach in the Rambam? The Rambam says, it's a mitzvah to Shech. All the mitzvahs of Shechita are one, and therefore one who shechs, be it a behema or a chai or an oaf, says the bracha of al Shechita. So what's the connection? So the Lechem Mishnah says the following: says kolomar kaven shamarnu shechita hi mitzvah esay ve'ena rishos l'kach tzarich levarich, precisely because it's a mitzvah, therefore you have a birchas a mitzvah that goes along with it. Not all the mafreshim learn the Rambam this way. The Ketzin Mishnah, for example, says that's not what the Rambam means. The Rambam means that it's not referring to Halacha Aleph, it's referring to the beginning of Halacha Beis. Halacha Shechita Kulan Achas Hein, L'fikach HaShochet Behem HaChayv Olaf Mevarech, meaning because shechting an animal, a behema, a chay or olaf, all are really conceptually one idea, therefore we don't have a separate bracha of Al Shechitas Olaf, Al Shechitas Behem, Al Shechitas The way the Ketzin Mishnah learns the Rambam, it's more technical. The L'fikach in the Rambam is to tell you that the reason the bracha isn't specific is because all these Shechitas are somehow, there's a common denominator between them. But he's not telling you anything about whether it's a mitzvah or not. So, again, at first glance, you would assume that if there's a mitzvah, so you say a birchas a mitzvah. If there's a matir, you have some explaining to do. Why is there a bracha? It's a matir. You don't say a bracha when you do bedikas areya. So let's try to do some explaining. So we mentioned earlier that there are two types of matir. There's a pure matir, bedikas areya. It doesn't have any bracha. You check the lung. But then there's a matir, like erev chatzeres. Right? There's a matir, or rather like Erev Tchumen. Erev Tchumen is a machlokes rishonim. You say a bracha when you make Erev Tchumen. The Rambam says you do, and the Ravid says you don't. Why don't you? It's a matir. You don't have to visit your friends in the next town. If you want to, so make an Erev. There's no bracha. But the Rambam says, no, you make a bracha. Why, says the Netziv? Because it's a matir that has a specific way in which a person is supposed to do it. You have to take your food and put it exactly 2,000 amos away from the city, and there's a procedure, and therefore, as such, chazal were misakin a bracha. So even if Shechita is a matir, it's possible that it's a matir that requires a bracha. Some matirs require a bracha. Just like Erev Tchumin requires a bracha for the Rambam, maybe Shechita requires a bracha even for the Raya. alternatively, you can say that no, there's no such thing. If it's a matir, there's no bracha. So then why do we say bracha on shechita? So you could say the bracha on shechita isn't a regular brichas mitzvah. Maybe it's really a brichas shevach. Right? The concept of brichas shevach, usually we're familiar with three types of brachas. There's brichas hananin, a person drinks a glass of water, say brichas hananin. There's brichas mitzvah, a person does a mitzvah, you take a lulav, you say bracha. And there's brichas shevach vaday, you see it, the mountains, you see the rainbow, you say bracha shevach vaday. So maybe the bracha of shechita is really a brichas shevach, right? Just like by kedushin, let's say, one understanding of kedushin is a brichas shevach. We thank God for the ability to have kedushin Yisrael sanctified us with chup and kedushin. Maybe shechita is also a brichas shevach. This is in fact what the Taz says in Yoredeya Simon Aleph Simon Yud Zayin. He writes Iker hakavana la say shevach l'makom baruch hu al she'aser lanu achilas basa v'la shechita. The kavana is to give shevach to Hashem that He answered eating without shechita. This is somehow it shows the fact that we are kadosh, we're melachas kohanim, we're kadosh, we don't eat the velas, we say a bracha. So it's a little bit weird, because if you look at the nusach of bracha, right, the first understanding was that you say a brichas mitzvah because some matirs have brichas mitzvah. Second understanding is you say a bracha on the matir, not because it's not a brichas mitzvah, it's a brichas shevach. The question is it really a brichas shevach? It doesn't sound like a brichas shevach. You know, the bracha and kedushin is a little more flowery. The bracha here is asher kedushanu b'savet zivanu al shechita. It just sounds like asher kedushanu b'savet zivanu al tislulu. So what do you do with that? So one way of answering that is to analyze birchas hamitzvah a little bit. I'm not going to go into it totally, but it's not clear what the nature of birchas hamitzvah is. Some rishonim understand that birchas hamitzvah is similar to birchas hashevach. Namely, we want to thank God for the ability to do mitzvah. Right, the Yerushalmi says that etzem lechasa luchas even v'atora v'mitzvah. K'shem shavarchim al Torah, kach mavarchim al mitzvah. What does that mean? Just like you say bracha brichas Torah, so you have to say bracha when you do a mitzvah. So one understanding is that the brichas Torah is like a brichas shavach. You thank Hashem for the getting the Torah. Shavach rabban mikol amim. So too, any time you do a mitzvah, any time you perform a mitzvah, you want to thank Hashem for the ability to perform that mitzvah. So if brichas mitzvah and brichas shevach are more similar, when you say asher kidishanu mitzvos of tivanu, wow, asher kidishanu mitzvos of tivanu, that's shevach. So if that's the case, it's not so strange to say that this is a brichas shevach, because maybe every brichas mitzvah on some level is a brichas shevach. Or Zohar seems to hold this way also. Or Zohar writes chelak aleph simin kuf mem that you only say a brichas mitzvah on a mitzvah that comes occasionally. If it's a mitzvah that you're always obligated to do, like Nichum Avelim, you're always obligated to Menachem. You don't do it all the time, but you're theoretically, hypothetically, always obligated. Even Shabbos, you're supposed to do Nichum Avelim. So it says the Arzura, there's no chibuf. It's not something that's exciting for you. And then you're not going to say a bracha. So what's the point? So some understand that the point is that if it's exciting, then you have to give Shevach. If it's something special, you give Shevach. So that's a second understanding. Shechita doesn't matter. So why do you say a bracha on it? Because it's the Birchas Shevach. The Rosh, the Rosh seems to say, okay. So those are two understandings. Either the truth is they can actually, right? Okay. What did we say so far? That either Birchas Shechita is Birchas Hashevach, like the Taz, right? Right, that every brichas mitzvah is somehow shevach. Those ideas are very similar. They're similar ideas. Another understanding is to say that the birchas hashechita is really a totally different. It's a brichas mitzvah, but it's on a different mitzvah. What mitzvah is it on? So maybe it's on the mitzvah shechita. The Raman writes al Torah, very cryptic idea. He says it's perek aleph of Bereishis pasuk of Tes. He says that there's a concept of tzar b'alei chayim. Somehow the bracha of shechita is a bracha that we kill the animal this way, which is considered a more humane way. This has been subject of debate, you know, throughout the centuries. Often they tried to ask shechita, you know, in Europe, they said it was less humane, they tried to prove it's more humane, back and forth, you know, even till today in Switzerland there are issues, you know, there people are always trying to ask shechita. It looks very disgusting. Some claim that really this is the quickest deal, and it really caused the animal less pain. But the Chassam Sofer in Shazan Shuvah, in Or HaChaim, Simon Nun Daled, Based on this, Ramban writes, God gave us the ability to eat meat. He didn't want us to become achzari. Therefore, he commanded us to shecht, which again presumably causes less pain. It's almost like the bracha is, we're doing a mitzvah, we're now causing less pain to the animal. The mitzvah is, a mitzvah is causing less pain to the bracha. So if you assume that shechita is a pure matir, why do you have a bracha? Maybe the bracha is on a different mitzvah. Maybe the mitzvah is the mitzvah of being nice to animals, which itself is interesting. Is there really a mitzvah to be nice to animals, or is it only a mitzvah not to cause, is it only an iser to cause tzar to animals? Apparently the Chassam Sofer assumes, based on this Ramban, there's a mitzvah to actually positively be nice to animals, which is, fits with other sources there.
Feed your animals.
You're supposed to feed your animals, exactly. We say in Kriya Shema, but Saft, what do we say? It's the Pasuk Bizim Pasuk Kriya Shema. You're supposed to give food to your animal, and then we dash, and therefore you're supposed to give food to your animal before you eat in the morning. It's a halakha for people who have... Now, a third understanding is to say that we have a birchas, again, third, fourth understanding is to say there's a birchas and mitzvah on, okay, let's just summarize just one more time. Shechita is a matir. If it's a matir, what's the point of a mitzvah, a bracha? What's the point of a bracha? So either you can say the bracha is on something else, it's on tzar bali chayim, the chasam sof. Or you can say it's a birchas shavach, the tas. And you put that together with the ruah, that maybe every birchas and mitzvah is somehow a birchas shavach. Or you could say, like the Rambam said by Erev Tchumen, it's taka matir. But since it's there's a mandated way in which a person is supposed to accomplish shechita, so just like you say a bracha on bracha and Erev Tchumen, you'll say a bracha on shechita. I think this is what the Rosh is saying in Ksuvus in Perek Aleph, Siman Yud Beis. The Rosh says that you say a bracha even though it's a matir. So if it's done in a shechita, he's talking about kedushin. Kedushin is different than shechita. There's no other way to do it, he says. V'gam hasam afke krav v'lashon tziva. The Torah says v'zavachta. V'od v'kodshim yi efshar v'lashchita. Hilkach mavarkin al-shchita. The Drush gives various justifications for the brichat al-shchita. It sounds like he assumes it's a complete matir, and yet you say a bracha. Why? Because the pasuk says v'zavachta. It's v'lashon tziva. Or because by kodshim you have a mitzvah. What's the difference? Who cares if by kodshim is a mitzvah? Apparently, the Drush is assuming that it's a matir that, for some reason, it has a brichat al-mitzvah. Let's say shechita is isra se. So is there a bracha on isra se? So that might be telling how you understand isra se. If isra se is really a lav, just said lashon se, maybe there wouldn't be a bracha. If isra se is somehow some positive element to it, maybe there would be a bracha. But misfar you would say there isn't. But I saw Rav Chaim Berlin has tshuvas, the Nishmas Chaim, Siman Pei Beis, and he writes explicitly that it's a matir, it's an isra se, and there's a bracha on isra se. I'm not sure why. Most Israelites don't have a bracha, but he writes the following. He says, "Simon Pebez, Mavarach Hashem ki dishanu b'mitzvot of the Tivanu al Hashchita, Haynu shalolecha basar she'ein hashachut, avoloshi a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah not to eat basar she'ein hashachut. It's Israelites saying you still have a bracha on. That's the second half of Mina. Do you say a bracha on Shchita, or why do you say a bracha rather on Shchita? Third half of Mina is the question of Shchita's kol Tivanu. We know that when you shecht the behema, so as long as you shecht rov of the simanim, so the animal is kosher. Ruba kakula. Right? Ruba kakula, you shecht rov of the simanim, the animal is kosher. And yet the Gemara says in Chulun, Chavzayim and Aleph, that l'chatchila, you're supposed to shecht all the simanim. It's not clear if it's kuli alma, it's just one day in the Gemara, but we assume that you're supposed to shecht all the simanim l'chatchila. The question is why? So Rashi writes there, there's a chatchila of shechting all the simanim. Maybe he won't come. He's actually talking about oaf, not about hema. But he says there's a gzeres rabbanon. We're worried he might not come to do 51. If we tell you 100, you'll do at least 51. If we tell you 51, he might come to do 49. It's going to be treif. So it's a harchaka. It's a gzera. It's a gzeres rabbanon. The Raman though, over there on the page, Chafzayin or Aleph, brings the day that this is a din d'oraisa. The Raman writes, "Shum shemitzvah shechita al shnayim shleimim." The Raman says the mitzvah of shechita is two full simanim. Bein b'ofim heima d'hachi agmar yachmanu l'Moshe l'mishchat shayim. Hashem told Moshe shech two. We have a concept of Ruvah Kekula. Ruvah Kekula, apparently, according to the Ramban, the saying of the Ramban is a B'di'evet. The Chatkila, you're supposed to shecht both Simanim. So what's the Machlokas? Again, the Machlokas is shown him here, is there a Chatkila of shechting both Simanim? Is there a Chatkila of shechting both the called Simanim or not? On the Reza level. Everybody agrees that Chatkila should shecht all Simanim. The question is that in the Reza, or is that just Lahachik Adam Min Ha'aver? Machlokas Rashi Ramban. The Rav said, Rana Shiurim on Shechita, page Lama Gimel, that this concept of L'chatchila D'Raisa only exists by mitzvahs. Right? Famous Tosfos in Nida, Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis, Rasul Kol. Tosfos says that there's no point in doing L'chatchila by tefillah in a mikvah. Because if the tefillah works, it works. So the halacha is that you have to have even your base of starim, even the holes in your body have to be royal b'yatmai. Well, if a woman has a piece of meat in between her teeth, so the tefillah is not good. The water doesn't have to go into her mouth. No, you need royal b'yatmai. So ask Tosfos, you need royal b'yatmai, maybe l'chatchila should go into your mouth. I guess it would be a little bit difficult to do, but hypothetically, l'chatchila should have the water go into your mouth. So Tosfos says, no, if the tefillah works, it works. It's a matir. The only time you have l'chatchila is by mitzvah. He writes the following, Tosfos Samach Vav Amud Beis. Ein svarah gavit tefila shelo ikpida Torah ela sheyitayir adam. The whole point is that you become tar. Ein lomar de lachatchila levai came into the eretz tar lachatchila nami levai. The tava lo tefila aval bila o mikra bikurim mechalitza mitzvos ninu hilkach lachatchila levai. By a mitzvah, I can say lachatchila you should do the mikra bikurim. Right, this past week's parsha, the halacha is you bring the bikurim to the mikdash and then you recite this mikra bikurim. Arami obinav. If you didn't recite it, you're yosef. But lachatchila you're supposed to say. So it makes sense on a direct level that it's the mitzvah, so you should do it this way. If you don't do it this way, it's good enough. Right? It's still a bit of a chiddush, but the concept of l'chatchila d'oraisa exists. So Tosfos doesn't exist by a matir. That's how Tosfos is usually understood. It doesn't exist by a matir, because a matir either works or doesn't. So tefila works, it works. So what do you mean l'chatchila water comes in your mouth? You want to become tar, you're tar. So what do you need the water to come into your mouth for? So the way the Rav said it is that this question is whether or not there's a l'chatchila on a direct level of shechting all the simanim is subject, is really machlokas if it's a mitzvah or a matir. If there's a l'chatchila of shechting all the simanim, so then shechita is a mitzvah. But if there's no l'chatchila of all the simanim on a direct level, it's a matir. If it's a matir, there can't be a l'chatchila d'oraisa. That's how the Rav presents this question. One of Meir, this isn't obvious at all. Because Tosfos actually distinguishes between tefillah, going to the mikvah, and bikurim, and chalitza. Now, chalitza is actually a very interesting concept, right? What's chalitza? A woman dies, a married woman dies without children, so her brother-in-law has the option of either marrying her, yibum, or freeing her through chalitza. Is chalitza mitzvah? So this is a huge machlokas. Rishonim, machlokas achronim. Many mafarshim assume that chalitza is a matir, and yet we have lechatchila d'oraisa by chalitza. What's the lechatchila? The halacha is there too. There's kriya. They're supposed to come to the bezdin and they recite the psukim. I forget what the exact details are. There's certain dinim that are lechatchila d'oraisa by chalitza. So how can it be there's lechatchila d'oraisa by chalitza if chalitza is a matir? So you have to say that the concept of l'chatchila d'oraisa exists by matir as well. Torah said this is the way to matir something. And if you do it this way, it's also good. Meaning, saying something is a matir doesn't mean that you can't have a l'chatchila. Right? Intuitively, it makes sense what Tosfos is saying. That mitzvahs more obviously have l'chatchilas. But maybe matir also has a matir. It's very possible that a matir has a l'chatchila as well. And the saw in the Tshuvas Ein Yitzchak from Rizal Chanan, he has a discussion about this. He assumes that chalitza is a matir. He actually compares it to shechita. It's chelak beitzim in Samach Beis. He says, chalitza lo havi mitzvah, he says. Rak hu hechshar hayavama lihinasi l'shok. It allows the woman to get remarried. For example, poter hayavam mitzvah yivum, and we tell us all this. The dome l'zicha v'shechita, the lo havi mitzvah, rak sh'asa l'lech obasa kozma shalo shachta. V'chein hakanami chalitza, kozma shalo chalitza, surli nase v'yavim nifer v'chalitza, av a gufa chalitza lo ka'avin mitzvah. chalitza is a matir. And yet, even though chalitza has a l'chatchila on a deraita level, it's still a matir. So you see that what Tosfos is saying isn't obvious. It's not mukhrach, and it's very possible other rishonim argue. So basically, what emerges is that although certainly what the Rav says it makes a lot of sense to be tole this question of mitzvah and matir on the question of whether or not there is a l'chatchila deraita by shchita. It's not mukhrach because it's possible that shchita is a matir, and yet there's still a l'chatchila d'oraisa. Rav Shachter is very fond of quoting this idea from the Rav, and in Ginas Egos, his latest sefer, in Siman Aleph, he discusses this issue, and he raises this difficulty, and he tries to say, no, everybody agrees that chalitza is a mitzvah on some level. If you want to get married, it's a mitzvah. He says this because he's so convinced by Tosfos. I think if you look at the evidence, there are many, many rayas that chalitza might be a pure matir, and yet there is l'chatchila d'oraisa by chalitza, so I think that it's possible to suggest against the Rav on this issue. Last nafka mina. What's the source for hilcha shchita? So the pasuk says in Dvarim, Perek Yud-Beis, pasuk Chavales, you're going to be far away from the Beit HaMikdash. You'll like I commanded you. Where did I command you? So the Machlokas Rishonim on the spot what that means. Rashi says Kasher v'tzivitzicha b'Sinai. It's a halacha l'Moshe b'Sinai. And the Ramban writes that Kasher v'tzivitzicha b'shchinas kachim. We learn from kachim techulin. It's really 2 days in the Sifri. According to our gears of the Sifri, 2 days. Is it Kasher Tzivitzicha B'Sinai or Kasher Tzivitzicha B'Shritas Kodesh? So again, the Rav, in the same piece there, links this to our question. Says the Rav, if Shritas is learned from Kodeshim, Kodeshim is a mitzvah, so maybe Shritas Chul is also a mitzvah. Whereas if it's Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai, it's hard to know, maybe it's a matzah. Again, one can take issue with the Rav's Chiddush in a number of ways. Firstly, it's possible that you learn Halacha Shritas from Kodeshim, but all you learn is the details. You learn that there are 5 psula shchita. You learn that you need rov simanim. It doesn't mean that you learn that it's a mitzvah, meaning maybe just the details are learned. Secondly, Rav Ganak, in his Sefer Gan Shoshanim, Chelek Beis, points out that Tosfos and Zvachim, that Yudalim Beis, understands that when the Gemara says shchita avoda, what that means is that shchita somehow on a lower level than the other avodas. You know, the 4 avodas in the country. There's shchita, kabbalah, holacha, and zrika. 4 stages in a sacrifice of a korban. So the Gemara says, shchita lav avoda. So the Machlokas Rishonim, what that means. Some Rishonim say, it's kasher bazar, even the Yisrael kasher. The Rimi Orleans in Tosfos and the Fidalitim Beis in Zvachim says, the reason shchita is lav avoda, lefi sheshave b'chulin of a country, in kain, lafi tam avoda, siva hamakom l'shchita. Because shchita exists by chulin, so when you do it by a korban, it's just a regular shchita, like a regular shchita chulin. It's not unique to kachim. Since it's not unique to kachim, it's lava vota. That's what the Rimi Orleans understands in Tosfos. So says Rabbi Ganak, what does that mean? That means on some level we're learning kachim from chulin. It's not that we're learning chulin from kachim. Meaning, Rabbi Ganak says, it's true, maybe the halakas are learned, but are you really going to tell me that shchita is a mitzvah? Sounds like it's a matter. Even my kachim is a matter. Right? It's a lot of avoda. So, it's the second question you ask in the Rav. And the third question you can ask is that, I think the Rav would obviously agree, this is pretty obvious, that the fact that you learn from Rashi, that you learn shchita from Har Sinai, doesn't mean it's a mitzvah or a matter. It's an open-ended question. It's really not mukhah at all. So, b'kitzer, what we saw here was the basic question as to whether or not shchita is a mitzvah or a matir. We highlighted the fact that it's pretty clear that it's neither a pure mitzvah or a pure matir. The question is more subtle, namely, is it a matir-oriented mitzvah, or is it a matir that has some mitzvah components to it? And we discussed 4 nafkaminas. We discussed some of the days in the Rishonim and the nafkaminas, and we pointed out that many nafkaminas are not mukhrach. So minyan and mitzvah is an open question. You can count it and hold it is a mitzvah. You can count it and hold it is not a mitzvah, or vice versa. You can not count it and still hold it as a mitzvah. Similarly, bracha can be explained in multiple ways. We clearly do say bracha. The question is why. And we also discussed nafkaminas, of Shchitas Kula, why is there a Lechatchila of Shchitas Kula, and why, and what rather, is the source of the concept of Kashrus Nevi'im? Is it Sinai, or is it Shchitas Kashrus? Okay.